Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Rob Pizzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada, and he's also the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. You can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show, on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. And make sure you follow Rob on Twitter as well, at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing great. The Blue Jays are still in the playoffs and enjoying life. Starting to get cold, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Solana said you'd be in a good mood because of the Blue Jays. This Tua rushing over, so it's paid every week. Here's what I did this week, though. I forgot to bet it. I'm watching the Dolphins game. I had forgot to bet it, so I live bet it after the first quarter. It was down to a half yard. The opening line at the beginning of the game was 3.5 yards. This dude does not scramble till late in the game. Late in the game, it's almost – so I think that might be my strategy for this week, because 4.5 seems like a too big a number.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of the smarter things I've heard you say, Mark. I mean, if you're going to get a better number at the end of the
– Let's call the segment. Let's call it.
Yeah, I think, like, if you're looking at certain players, their distribution is not equal over the course of the entire game. There's some players who are going to put up better numbers in the first half, some in the second half. So if you're consistently noticing he's not going to, you know, put his body on the line unless he really needs to late in the game, yeah, why not live bet it and get, you know, you save 3 yards on that bet. So I like that strategy. I think that was a pretty savvy move. I hate to give you credit for this kinds of stuff, because then I know you're going to experiment more going forwards, and who knows what that's going to lead to. But yeah, pretty savvy there, Mark.
You believe I'm a savvy gambler?
Oh, great.
No, that's not what I said. No.
I feel like that's what you said.
I said it was a savvy move. If we're going to I tell my friends this all the time, right? Whenever they're on cloud nine, they've won a lot or they lost a lot, whatever it is. I always say, zoom out. Like, that's what I tell. Like, relax. It's 1 week. We've bet for 20 years now, and you don't win, is what I tell my buddies. I don't hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that to you, Mark. You know, zoom out a little bit every now and then. You got to come back down to earth.
Zoom out.
Zoom out.
Well, all of us savvy gamblers zoom out every now and then just to do a reality check. Let me start with tonight's game. Steelers are 5-point favorites over the Bengals in Cincy.
Okay, so I don't love this game. I bet a little bit of over earlier in the week, but I can't advocate for it now. I only bet the over because I thought Trey Hendrickson wouldn't play in this game, and I think he's just extremely crucial for the Bengals. They're just not a team that generates much pressure on defense. You bring out their best pass rusher, all of a sudden, what do they do against this Steelers offense? I mean, Pittsburgh's getting the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands very quickly. They're finding guys in space. They pick up a lot of yards after catch, and the Bengals don't tackle all that well. So I don't love the matchup for Cincinnati in this particular game. If they're going to cover the spread, I think it has to be on the back of Flacco, who played honestly fairly well last week against Green Bay. Not bad in this offense, considering you know, the complete package of him getting traded midweek, not having a lot of time to practice. So I don't love side or total, but I'm jealous now, Mark, that you're the king of quarterback rush yards. So I've gone out in this game and I've played that prop on both quarterbacks.
What did I say earlier? Did I say that earlier in the show? I was
going to parlay
both of them at a half yard.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to you. You can get excited because I like the over on Joe Flacco, but I like the under half yard on Aaron Rodgers. Part of it is because Pittsburgh's more likely to win the game, in which case you have Aaron Rodgers potential kneel outs at the end of the game. But also, Joe Flacco runs quarterback sneaks. If you've gone through the entire year, last year, if they need a quick yard, he'll hurry them to the line. He'll run a sneak. Aaron Rodgers will do whatever it takes not to run a sneak at this point in his career. And because there's going to be no pressure from the Cincy front, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the move all that much in this game. I think he takes his three-step drops, gets the ball out quick like he's usually done. So I played Flacco over, Rodgers under. You guys are lucky at Hard Rock has the best prices on both of these guys. The Flacco over is plus 140 on a half yard, and Rodgers is plus 100 on the under. So you win one of two, and you at least break even. I think those are both good looks.
Oh, this is exciting. Now I can't even watch the Panthers game. I just got to watch Joe Flacco take off. This is tremendous. I'm very excited about this. Although I've never bet an under in my life, so I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to hit that tab. I don't know. Just no fun. How about the Panthers tonight? Panthers and Devils in New Jersey. I think the Panthers were dogs. I don't even know if Bobrovsky's in net tonight, now that I'm saying it.
Yeah, not confirmed yet. Florida hasn't been playing well lately, and they, even though we're kind of later into the year now, or at least a few games, this is New Jersey's home opener, so they get like a bit of a bump for being at home here. I'm actually going to go back to another prop. It seems like, Mark, you eat these up whenever I give out props on the show. I don't like the side or the total in the game altogether, but one particular thing I find with teams when they're struggling to score, which is what's going on with Florida on this road trip right now, is they kind of go back to basics and they try to get their defense more involved with taking shots from the point, get some lucky ones, so to speak. I played Gustav Forsling over 1.5 shots on goal tonight. And somebody might look at his season this year and be like, well, he hasn't got a shot in three straight games. Part of the reason why Florida's struggling is they're not getting contributions out of their defense right now. And I think that'll be more of a point of emphasis for tonight's game. When you're missing guys like Tkachuk, Barkov, you know, everyone in the lineup has to produce a little bit more, especially in these road games, try to get some ugly shots at net. So it's kind of an angle I've liked to play for a long time. Take defensemen who are getting a lot of minutes, and Forsling, is averaging like 23 minutes a game right now. I'll play his over 1.5 shots on goal.
I like that. I'm the king of Seth Jones shots on goal over. I don't know why, but I'll go Forsling. And it's Tarasov, it looks like, because the Hard Rock Bet app has Tarasov props up, so I'm assuming that it's going to be him in net. How about the Dolphins on Sunday? Let me go over the Dolphins game on Sunday. They are 2.5-point underdogs at Cleveland. It is difficult to talk about your team being an underdog against Cleveland, but here we are. What do you like in that game?
Yeah, life comes at you really fast sometimes, right? All of a sudden, you know, you're competing for the playoffs a couple years ago, and then you're underdogs at Dylan Gabriel and the Cleveland Browns. It's really challenging to bet this game. Part of the reason why is that there's potentially really, really bad weather for this, or it might just pass altogether. So you've seen the total been bet down in this game to 37.5. That's people speculating on what the weather could look like, which is possible 30-mile-an-hour plus winds in this game. That'll affect downfield passing. That affects the kicking game altogether. So for me, until that clears up, I don't really know what to do with this game. Subjectively, I think if it turns into a game where both teams are having to run the ball a little bit more, I would favor Cleveland in that spot. Miami's run defense has been pretty bad this year. Ever since Judkins came in for Cleveland, they've been much better running the ball, but it's a really tough game to read. I think you could probably get a little bit exotic here with some ways that you would play this if it's really bad weather. So one of the situations I like to play whenever it's inclement weather games, rain and wind, is quarterbacks to score touchdowns. And Dylan Gabriel right now is plus 850. anytime touchdown. You asked for one off the top. I'm giving you the wrong team here, Mark.
I did.
But he's pretty mobile. He can get out of the pocket. That's why they went to him instead of Flacco. So plus 850 anytime touchdown for him. You could also just start looking at receiver yardage props and play those guys under as well, because the lack of the downfield passing game hurts the ability to get those chunk plays. Now, some of the receivers been adjusted down a little bit. I think Jerry Jeudy for Cleveland was still in the upper 30s as well, 38 and a half. I played a little bit of him under, but I'm kind of approaching this a little bit more cautiously. Wait until the weekend, see what the forecast turns out to be. But if it's ugly, you could find yourself a lot of props in this type of game where, you know, maybe rushing is a little bit underpriced because, you know, what happens when you can't throw the ball downfield? Well, you hand the ball off a little bit more in those types of games.
But you wouldn't try to beat the line by putting in a weather-related bet on a Thursday for a Sunday game.
So I will say that I try to beat that if I feel pretty confidently about it. So there's some times where it's going to get really competitive. I mean, it would be the amount of times I check weather reports, people would think I have a sickness. The amount of times I'm refreshing weather pages over here, because it is competitive in market every now and then. So if I get an inkling that it's probably going to be like this, I'll start firing on it right away. But you don't have to do that. You can oftentimes just wait a little bit longer to get better information.
All right. Finally, how about the Hurricanes tomorrow night? We've got a Friday night Hurricanes game at Hard Rock Stadium. Canes are 13.5 point favorites over unranked Louisville.
Yeah, so I don't want to claim to be a college football expert or anything like that this year. I'm betting less college than ever, but I still talk with people who send plays through me. You know, I keep up with what's going on. There's a lot of people who are betting the under in this game tomorrow. It's at 50.5. I personally wouldn't rush to hit that right now because 51 is kind of like a key number. You're better off just waiting potentially for it to hit that number. But when you look at Louisville, they can't run the football. And that's going to create a lot of problems for them against Miami's defensive line, which is elite, both in the running game because they're not going to be able to get anything on the ground, and then the passing game because that puts more leverage on these third down situations, allows Miami's defensive line to tee off. So I think when you're just looking at game script in this game, you have one team that's roughly a 2-touchdown favorite. They're likely to get ahead and then try to sit on that lead, basically run it out, force Louisville to make mistakes. Louisville's made a lot of mistakes this year. They've turned it over once in every single game. So it's more of like a game script and pace type of thing where I think a lot of people are looking towards the under here. Also, both teams coming off a bye. And traditionally, when your offense is humming and you get that bye week, it actually hurts you a little bit to have that week off and defense prevails, at least in the early going. So not something crazy or anything. I haven't bet it. I'm kind of waiting. I have alerts set for 51, but I'm going to tail on the under in this game.
And Rob, more general like gambling question for you personally as a professional. This time of year, you have ALCS, you have hockey starting, middle of football, you're college and NFL. Do you have to do you bet on anything you have an angle on, or do you concentrate like baseball is going to be more serious now, or I know more about football, I have a bigger sample size, or you can't bet on every sport every night?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right. I'll just be honest with you, Crowder. It depends on my mood. And some years, like in past years, I'd be able to handle the entire workload all at once. And I would work really hard and I'd spend 12, 14 hours a day at my desk and I'd bet everything. Now I'm at a point where I don't really want to do that. So I prioritize. So NFL gets the majority of my attention. Hockey just started. It gets a little bit of my attention. Once NBA starts, I bet a lot of NBA player props. That'll come into the mix. But I can no longer do it all at once. I'm in my late 30s. I'm married. I got priorities around the house. I just cannot be around all the time. Different pros might do that, though. You know, some people just, they just bet as much as humanly possible. And if they have an edge, they'll fire on it. For me, it's more about keeping my sanity, I guess. And yeah, so it's tough when it all overlaps. This is the busiest time of year, but I stick to what I'm really good at, which is NFL, NHL at this time. And the rest kind of just becomes, you know, if I have something good, I'll bet it, but I'm not going crazy with it.
Rob, I just wanted to wish you a belated happy Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I saw the picture of your spread.
Oh,
looks
wow.
Fantastic. I can't say the same about your shirt. That's questionable to wear to a dinner, but your spread looks fantastic.
That's what's called style, Solon. I know you haven't seen what style is before, but that's a nice Thanksgiving-themed shirt, little orange and navy tones. You got brown pants, brown belt. It's just a classic Thanksgiving getup right there, man. I mean, I don't wear a Uruguay national jersey to my Thanksgivings, you know?
Listen, you should have seen Solana's shirt on Monday. He shouldn't be mentioning shirts ever on this show. Yeah, Thanksgiving. My wife works for a Canadian company, and she says that the Canadians, they get ripped off because, you know, we get Thursday and Friday and then the weekend, and the Canadians, they just get Monday, and then you're right back to work on Tuesday.
That is true. However, most people completely mail it in on the Friday as well.
Mm.
So, you know, like a lot of people work a half day. They don't show up for work. It's not really a holiday, but it kind of becomes one, has become one over the year. But she's right. It's only technically 3 days, but a lot of employers will give the Friday off, take a half day, stuff like that. So, but I personally enjoy both. That's one of the beauties of betting NFL football in America. I'm working on Thanksgiving and working in quotations for those listening on radio, you know, working, but I'm watching the games. I've always taken it off.
An American Thanksgiving on that Thursday? Do you do turkey and all that stuff?
I do turkey for my own, for Canadian. I actually do a glazed ham on American Thanksgiving every year. I'm not big on, to each their own. You might love turkey. I think turkey is very overrated. People are always telling me, well, you know, you haven't tried your turkey this way. You got to deep fry it. You got to, you know, you got to spatchcock it or whatever, like the preparation. I'm like, you know what? I've tried a million types of turkey before. It's fine. I'll eat it, you know, but it's nothing special. Glazed ham, like that gets me excited. I don't eat it very often. Once a year, it's unique. It's got some flavor. So I really prefer American Thanksgiving on my end.
You know what I did, Crowder, last year? I swore off turkey for Thanksgiving. That was our first Thanksgiving without turkey and stuffing. It's overrated. I'm with Pizzola on that one. What did we do last year for Thanksgiving?
Lasagna or something.
You ordered Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I think we had ribs.
I think that was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, didn't you get Flanagan's for
No, because last year was the first year that we didn't do Thanksgiving. The other year, I talked about it, but I couldn't pull the trigger on it. But finally, last year, I pulled the trigger on it.
Finally pulled the trigger on doing Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Wasn't memorable, clearly, though, Rob. I mean, can you remember what he ate?
But I don't think it's just Thanksgiving. I think that's an age thing, Solana. I think
every year she's slaving away over this turkey and the stuffing and the green bean casserole. And then my son and I, we sit down and no one really likes it that much. It's like, it's not worth the effort that she puts into. So I was like, let's just order in somewhere and get something that we all enjoy.
Mm. Yeah, that's a tough conversation when you're telling the wife that you don't enjoy her food, you know, on the holiday, but also some people
you haven't had her food. It's not that tough.
Some people might look at it as a positive and be like, hey, Mark's looking out for her. He doesn't want her to cook, you know, 6 hours of the day. It depends on how you look at it, I guess.
You try eating that dry turkey year after year after year. Just teasing. Anyway, Rob Pizzola, the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. Watch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. I know you've got to go, so whenever you want to sign off, you're welcome to. He likes tonight. He liked the over earlier in the week. He doesn't really love it now, but he does like the Aaron Rodgers rushing under, Joe Flacco rushing over. Tomorrow night, Hurricanes, he's watching for that total to get to 51. We'll play it under 51 if it gets there. Panthers, Devils tonight, Gustav Forsling over 1.5 shots on goal, and Dolphins game. How about Dylan Gabriel? Anytime touchdown, little flyer on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.